Okay, may I invite you to join in? We go through a set of four sets of exercises, and the number four will occur quite a lot of times, sometimes hidden, sometimes more obvious, because the body, the life forces, you can differentiate it into a sort of fourness, and the body likes it if you address different aspects of it, of him, because then it feels understood. Seen. And this being seen is a guiding principle. And first of all, we try to arrive at ourself, that ourself feels our interest. Use your hands to lead them towards your chest. And without touching the chest, just feel from your hands into the realm of your breast, of your heart, of your lungs. And maybe they start to react a little bit. Turn your hands and slowly feel this feeling of awareness through the body, through the pelvis, through the legs, into the earth. But do not lose yourself. And maybe you notice that this just going down has an uplifting effect on your being. Relax, breathe, do a step forward. And then we practice a little bit with our fingers. Just try to sense your thumb first. Maybe it helps if you stretch it a little bit. Then the fingers, the indicating fingers, and then do not pull them together, but rather try to stretch them. The middle finger, the ring finger, the pinky finger. And maybe you notice when you do it, something in your body reacts, just because you also are aware of yourself. Let me do it the other way around. Pinky finger, ring finger, the middle one, the indicating one, the thumb. And then we bring them in front of our heart. And like an onion, the other different spheres, we just weave through them a little bit, using our fingers, and we open up a little bit. And we come in a little bit. Next sphere, thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth. Just try to sense them one after the other. Next sphere, going out from thumb to little finger, coming in from pinky finger to thumb. Another sphere. Just enjoy the air you're moving through. And the last, or another one, there's still more. But for us it's sufficient. We sense our center and slowly return to our center. And allow the body to breathe. We do the same, just diagonally upwards, left and right. We weave a little bit. And we weave in. Creating waves of, wow, feeling well. So nice out there. So gentle, weaving out. And weaving in. And then we go further, weaving out, weaving in. But I do not lose the awareness of my body. It's so nice out there. It's so nice in there. And then just return to where you started. Let's do it diagonally, downwards, opening up, but we keep it close. We get curious, what is it like there? We open, we weave in, we weave there. And the slowness just comes about by our interest in detecting, what does it feel like to move there? And to move there. Return to your center. Breathe and let go. And can you still feel or have the impression a little bit of these waves going out from you? Not like radiating light, more light, more like the light, how it is reflected on the waves of a lake with the sea, in 6 different directions. And when you watch your body, look at it from the inside, where do you experience its center now? From where do these waves radiate from? Or is a nice feeling in the body reacting to what we did? Breathe and make a little step forward, backward, just to relax. Remember, we did the L last time, and those of you who are new, all exercises are so easy to do. It's just we start here, and slowly we dive into the lower spheres of gravity and earth, and we just collect them. And now just start to have the back of the fingers leaning against each other, coming up and forming a sort of, space, which you encompass with your hands. And then use the heart forces to open up these hands, guide them a little bit up, but use them as if they would be eyes, just perceiving all the light around you. And then the arms return to where they came. And slowly you dive into this lower spheres again, collecting what is there. The back of the fingernails meet, the hands start turning, and this bulb, this core of something comes about. The forces of the heart open the sphere like eyes. The back of the eyes is receiving what's coming in. And then when you open up, try to sense all these light forces which were approaching your hand eyes, and just let them sink with your arms down into the earth. The arms not leading it, just accompanying it. Come up. Form this space in front of your heart. Give it shelter. Use your heart to open your hands like eyes. Receive light. And now practice or try to sense all this light around your arms, not on your arms. And with it, you dive down. And you sense the light which is staying down there when you come up. Arrive in the center. Come to rest. Breathe. Arrive at yourself. Breathe again. And slowly let go. And a little step, if you want to, but you can also relax where you stand, but just do it tender. Do you remember that we did the B gesture afterwards? And you did it in way it's normally done, that we use the hands to really feel into the space of light around us in the atmosphere. And then we use the arms to bring these forces of light in, create a coat around us, a shelter. And like a baby or a little child in the arms of the mother, we feel sheltered and we feel a space in which we grow. Take a little bit of time to experience this growth forces, which arise just through the being, feeling of being sheltered. Let your breath react, return to your body, let go. Now we try to pick up or to continue with what we did with the L. All these light forces, like sparkling stars, were sinking into the earth. And slowly bend your thighs, and maybe you even touch your thighs for a moment too when you bend, to really feel your legs and your feet. Say hello to the earth down there, and use your arms now to invite the light forces to come with you, and use your legs to bring you up. And then slowly use your arms to bring this tender forces of light, which were sinking into the earth, to a sort of coming together, creating a shelter of a very different kind, which you feel around yourself, especially in your lower system. Return to yourself, let go. Breathe, a little step. What to try, that we have this tender quality of what the light which was sinking down there, that we invite this realm to come with us and create this network of understanding which makes things, create spaces in which a soul can live. Touch your thighs when you go down, caringly, lovingly. Let your heart connect with what's down there. Be active in your thighs and receptive in your arms, just inviting what's there to come with you. All these tender, fine threads of golden light come with the arms. Just following the invitation, and you are not disturbing what's happening amongst these threads. Feel your legs. Your lower body, your feet. Listen into the space down there. Let your breath react. Breathe and let go. Great. And now you remember that what I said, that when the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, starts to come into the being, the cells have a special quality of they wander around. They're not just raying somewhere. And we try to address this a little bit, that you step so far backwards in your room that you have enough space to make 3 or 4 steps forwards. Feel your body, your uprightness, your center. Make 3 or 4 steps forward. And just have the feeling, okay, I arrive. Remember where you came from. And slowly move backwards. And try to find the space where you came from. Okay, maybe about here. Maybe. I just try to find it. I don't have to find it.
And again, breathe.
Because already this two-ness is something. But we want to proceed into fourness. And for this reason, we walk a square, which stands on its points. So we do not walk straight forward, but diagonally forward. Now, two or three steps. And I would suggest start to your left side. And the arms lead the legs. One, two, three steps. A little bit forward to the left. Then we walk to where we have just been in front. A few steps towards the right forwards. And we arrive. And now we continue to walk the square by leading the legs with the help of the arms a few steps backwards to the right. And we arrive. We breathe and then we invite the legs to walk a few steps backwards to the left, letting us arrive more or less where we came from. And breathe. If you got lost on the way, that's the time to find the space where you started at the top of this pointed square. Okay, let's do it one more time. The legs, the arms, the hands lead the legs towards the left forwards. Try to arrive. Breathe. Towards the right, forwards. Arrive. Breathe. And allow the legs to organize themselves. There are millions of ways of doing it. Towards behind, to the right. Arrive. Breathe. Towards the left. Arrive. Breathe. We have a nervous system down here who has as many cells as our brain has, just a little bit more distributed in the periphery. And maybe it can think also. We can try to think that we experience our thoughts also in the body, that they can pick up our thoughts as thoughts. And we just try to think the words warmth, light, tone, a little bit of sounding or tones, and then life on those four lines. We begin with warmth. Think warmth and walk. Arrive. Think light and walk. Think sounding tone. One. Think life. These are different qualities the light forces can bear. It's a little bit of story. When the warmth comes, everything is just, wants to be born. The light tells us what wants to be born. The tone lets us feel what's going to come. It starts to work. And this, the life, it really becomes born. These forces have to just work together, and they do it all the time. And we just honor them. A last time. Warmth. Arrive. Light. Tone, sounding, relationship. Life, birth. breathe, arrive at yourself again. And slowly move to where you can sit. And then just take 2 or 3 minutes to listen into the resonance of what we have been doing. What's the first impression? How is the body reacting to what we tried to do? Never mind if you succeeded. If it was confused when we tried to do it, but how is it reacting now? How do we experience the space in your upper body? Is it more thin and high? Is it more round? Is it more geometrically shaped? How is it connected to the lower body? What sensations do you have in your legs? Is there a difference between the thighs, the calves, the feet? The toes, are they light or, as in my case, more darkish, the space? Never mind if you experience a lot or not, the body just needs our interest, that it has a chance to show something. And it does need us seeing a lot. It's our gaze it reacts to. How does the perception of the body change during this resounding exercise? Is it still the same?